Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio today. VJ is not here, so I'm your host and producer, Erica, and I've got Ms. Champion with us as a co-host.
How you doing out there?
We are going to be going with back to school, seeing as how about half our kids have started school yesterday, and the other half will start next Tuesday after Labor Day. I figured that not only would it be a good idea to not only talk about some safety tips and parenting tips on how to help your kids be successful in school, but also there are still places that are taking donations for school supplies and places that are giving out school supplies if you need them for your kids at this point still. So, if you'd like to call, make a comment, just call us up. Our number is 347-215-9262, and all you have to do is press 1, let us know you want to talk to us, and there you go. So we'll start off with parents are the biggest thing. I think we should start off with parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the biggest.
Yeah.
Us parents are the biggest reason why our children will succeed in school, because if we don't push our kids, who else is going to push our kids? So one of the biggest things is to help your child get ready in the morning so he or she arrives at school on time and ready to learn. The best way to start your day, Ms. Champion?
Best way to start today is a warm meal.
Good breakfast.
We got to feed these babies warm meals here in Minnesota. And we need to check what our children have on.
I agree. I have a six-year-old that will be starting first grade next week, and she is more than excited, loves all her new school clothes and her shoes and stuff. Also is a little fashionista of her own. She puts together what she wants to wear. She doesn't care if it's polka dot rain boots with striped leggings and a Disney shirt. If she wants to go for it, she will put necklaces on her head as hair things. I mean, she goes all out. So, you know, and I know they say you're supposed to let your child experiment and dress themselves and become their own person, but to an extent, you know.
You're right about that. But also, I'm looking at it in a different way for safety. Parents need to know what their children have on for safety.
Yes.
Kid walk out the door. We have kids that walk to school still.
Yep.
You know, and we have to be accountable for what they have on. If something, anything can happen out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of parents out there that, you know, their kid doesn't come home, they call the police, and what did your child have on for school today? I don't know. It could have been blue jeans and a white shirt. It could have been black jeans and a purple shirt. I have no idea what my kid was wearing. And then how did the police find your child? You are right about that. That didn't cross my mind.
You know, so we just got to pay more attention. I'm saying not just this year, but every year. Being a parent, we have to just parent up and get on our jobs, stay focused. It's not all about working.
Nope.
You know, we have to be full-time parents, working, going to school, to the conferences.
Yes,
it's a must, parents. Get out there and see how your kids are doing. Schools are for them to learn, not to be babysitted.
Yeah.
Okay, they pass that daycare stage
to
learn.
Yep.
And we need to know if they're learning.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like we have Mr. Smith on the line now. Welcome to Blog Talk, BJ.
Hey, thank you very much, Erica. I want to thank you for being a producer, a great producer, and helping us organize Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads, Nationwide Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I want to say big ups. I don't know if you've done it already, to Pittsburgh, New York, Florida, Iowa, and all in Omaha, and all our chapters and affiliates all across the country. I want to say thank you to all those leaders that are doing a great job across the country. And I don't know if you've done that, Erica, but I wanted to make sure we do that in the show. As we talk about schools, and I want to also thank you for your co-host that is with you today, Mama Trees. Thank you very much. We are very honored to have you in the Moms Division and to working to help us strengthen the office. You've been doing a great job. We're just talking about here. We just met with the governor's staff here today, and we're talking about how that you've been really wonderful trying to put things together in the national office and to make our team strong as they can be. So we appreciate you for all that work. We know that our kids, as we were greeting them today, yesterday on the first day of school, that a lot of our kids leave home with issues, leave home with attitudes, leave home with situations that I believe we've got a critical problem in the family element. And one of the things that, as I left the governor's office, we were talking about how our parents are allowing our kids to do things that are destroying their future. When you go up to the school and you tell a teacher, you bet not, and if you do, let my son do what he want to do, and if you don't, I'm going to do something to you. That's not what we used to do. We used to take sides of the teacher and say, teacher, whatever I have to do to make sure my kid gets a good education, I want to do that. Back to school means back to school. Education is important. It's critical. One of the reasons why we don't have the economic value that we should have in our community, we're not running our businesses like we should be, we're not owning the land that we should, is because we don't have quality education. So many of us cannot read well. So many of us cannot write well or do math or science or technology, and most of the money is in math, science, and technology. Until we step our kids up to do that, we're not going to be successful. Yes, we have a lot of football players, basketball players. We have a lot of rappers and a lot of singers, but that's just a small percentage of really what's going on in our community. And until we wake up and bring some scientists, some engineers, some lawyers, some doctors, some judges, these are the people that make decisions in our life. These are the people that we have to go before when we get in trouble. Isn't it great that we have two black judges in Minnesota that we can go to, and they're both females, and they're wonderful judges? But we need more. We need more, and education is the only way they're going to get there. So going back to school is important, and I think you dress your kids up, you make them look all cute, but then they come home, and you're sitting there drinking some weed, smoking some weed, drinking liquor, and doing what you do. That doesn't mean that just because you dress your kids, it doesn't mean you really prepare them. And are you doing that homework? And I think I heard you, Mama Trees, talking about the PTAs and going to the schools and check on your kids. And I think that you've always been a good, when it comes to a mother, I think you've been that one that will jump in your car and go to the school and see what's happening, not wait till somebody comes to your house, but you will go to the school. And that's critical to do that. So we got to do better, y'all. We got to do a better job when it comes to our kids.
I definitely agree with you, BJ. I definitely agree because, yeah, I have seen a lot of people that do, you know, just dress their kids up looking cute, think that just because they look good, they're going to learn something. And that's not always the case. And I think part of the solution with the dressing is I like uniforms. I like the schools that require the kids to wear uniforms. Not only do the parents not have to worry about what their kids are going to wear to school, but the kids don't have to worry about having name brands if they can't afford it and being teased and stuff like that. You're all wearing the same thing. You can't tease me for wearing gray khakis and a blue shirt because you're wearing gray khakis and a blue shirt too.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's definitely something that I agree with is uniforms in school, because I think kids can be rather cruel, you know, especially when they're brought up to believe in, you know, the name brands and shoes and the hair all done and all that stuff. But, we've got another caller on the line, BJ, so I'm going
to
move on.
I wanted to make one statement before you go to that, Erica.
Oh, go ahead.
Before you go to that caller, let me make a statement. I think it's really important. There was a young man that was in jail, and he was bragging about it. He had 200 pair of different Jordans. Each one of them cost $200-something a piece. And I said, well, what are you going to do with all them shoes? He said, nothing. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to get more. And he said, that's why I get out and hustle. That's what I hustle for. That's what it's all about, these shoes. And I said, why is that so important? He said, because when I went to school, my mom was so poor that she could only afford the cheap tennis shoes. And I said, I vowed that one day when I can get out here and make enough money that I was going to have the best shoes I ever could have. So bullying has a lot to play with in that role. And so I think it's important to understand that parents can't afford the kind of things that other kids have. But when a kid makes it his job, his role, to get material things, he's forgotten the whole point. Now he's sitting in jail, and he has a second decision now because I've been able to talk to him about it. That's another form of slavery for you, because shoes don't make you a man. It's not shoes. I wear black shoes, and I wear the same black shoes all the time. And I could afford alligators. I could afford lizards or snakes, but I don't want those because they're not comfortable to my feet. I like to be comfortable. I'm in my feet a lot, and it's important they feel good. And so I don't let people bully me into saying what I should look like or what I should wear. So parents, really, enforce it in your kids. Kids, remember, it's not important what you wear. It's important where you go.
That's right. All right, we are going to move on to caller 4634. You are on Blog Talk Radio. How are you today? Hello? You're on Blog Talk Radio. All right, going once, going twice, and you're back on hold. So we will keep going with these parenting tips. You know, and that's one thing, this next tip is something that I always do. You know, out of school, in school, my kids go to daycare. So when we sit down for dinner, I ask my child what he or she learned today. You know, what did you do in group time? What did you read? What books did you read? Did you do art? You know, that type of stuff. A lot of my kids, or both my kids, tend to say, when I say, what did you do today? And they said, good. Like, they just want to let me know they had a good day. And I have tried to enforce on them that that's not enough. Just telling me good is not enough. I want to know what you did physically, you know, who did you play with? What did you play? And stuff like that, just to find out what they're learning. Set aside time to help your child with his or her homework, which I found kindergarten homework to be rather difficult at 30 years old. I was looking at stuff, and I don't know if they didn't explain it well in the, you know, the little directions or whatever, but I'm looking at this going, okay, they say circle what doesn't belong, but this doesn't look like a fish. What is this, you know? And
so that just shows you that we can learn from our children.
Exactly. And it's, I love it because my girls have older brothers, three older brothers. One's in middle school, two are in high school, and one's going to graduate this year. And I enjoy watching them do their homework because it almost refreshes me on the stuff that I've forgotten. Because since middle school and high school and stuff like that, I've forgotten so much stuff. Algebra, don't ask me to do an algebra question because I'm lost. But my stepsons, oh, yeah, they'll, in a heartbeat, got it down for you. Let's see. All right, 6458, we got another caller. You are on Blog Talk Radio. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Hollis Haggett.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Mr. Hollis, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's the topic?
We are talking about going back to school and the importance of education to our children.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
what
yeah,
part
yeah,
parents should play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a father. I got kids in school. I take my kids to school. I'm involved with the school. Get to know their teachers, find out what they're learning, you know. And I promote that thing about school with the kids, you know. So, you know, that's our future, you know. So we got to, I pretty much keep them, you know, on track, you know, stay on top of the kids.
Mr. Hollis, I see you got a different area code. Are you calling from Minnesota?
Yeah. No, I'm actually, I'm out here in Tampa, Florida.
Oh,
that's my
okay.
Current station out here in Tampa, Florida. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Okay, so this is Mr. Hollison that I know out there in Tampa, Florida. So
yeah,
I have a
yeah.
question for you. Our kids, a lot of kids feel safe going to school, you know, from being at home with their parents. Just like Mr. V.J. Smith said earlier, you know, it's a lot of things that are happening in the children's lives. And when, like yesterday, they seen some of those kids touching, holding on to the teachers real hard, like, oh, I'm so happy to be here. You know, it's a break from them to get away from the parents that are, you know, they have problems. In Florida, I don't know how the crime rate is there, and I don't actually know how the schooling is there, but could you give us, could you talk about that?
Oh, the schooling here, they, from the time the kids enter the school on the premises, it's a lock-in. They keep the kids inside until school lets out. So it's a gated area, and it's they have a sheriff on duty the whole time the kids are in school. It's a beautiful thing. You can feel
wow,
safe with the kids in school and all that. Yeah, it's different here. See, from Minnesota to here, I see the school system is totally different here. They got it down here where they all gated in all day long, you know. You and then when you come and pick your child up from school, you have to sit out and wait, and then they ask you for your ID to make sure that you're the kids, you know what I'm saying, parents, correct parents, before they let the kids go.
You know what? I'm sure as listeners out there that heard what you just said, Eric and I just looked at each other
yeah.
like, wow. You know what? If that went in effect in Minnesota, I think that would be
amazing.
Yeah, it would.
Wow.
That's
can I ask, does that go for all grades, like kindergarten through high school, they're locked in?
Yes. Kindergarten.
Wow. Because I know a lot of high schoolers that'll show up at school and just, oh, I got a car. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote my mom. My mom wrote me a note, you know, forged by me, but here you go, and I'm out.
Another question. Being here,
I'm have to go after this question because I'm actually at the school picking my kids up right now.
Okay, that's a great thing. Well, it was nice talking to you, Mr. Hollis. And
okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Wow. Schools in Florida.
Erica, ID, parents have
to
bring ID.
I did want to ask him if he preferred the school system out there versus here, like education-wise, like the academics that they actually you know, give.
Well, hopefully.
But, wow, that's such a great security system right there. That,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't
yeah.
be worried about my child at all. Dude, my kid almost ran out of school a couple times last year. I don't have to worry about that.
That sounded real good for the children.
Yeah, it did. Let's go through a couple more of these little parenting tips so we can get on to the kid safety tips. Connect with your child's teacher throughout the school year to learn how you can support his or her academic achievement. Families may connect with teachers on the phone during parent-teacher conferences or at other scheduled meetings. You know, my kids' teachers give me their email address at orientation. They say, you know, any questions, concerns, anything you need help with, email me. And
yeah.
they call me within a couple of hours of me sending them an email, and I think that is a really important thing because of, you know, I've been through a lot with my older one in kindergarten, and she was quite defiant and had some problems, and, you know, communication between the school and the parent is, like, so key and stuff like that.
You know, the safety, I just want to jump into the safety
mm-hmm.
before I lose my train of thought. Sierra, my daughter, was going to the school out there in St. Paul, and what she heard was really bad. One of the police officers in the school was arrested for an act that she had been committing while she was working at the school. But it happened after school let out. Her name went all across the TV, and it just went on. And Sierra was really hurt. They even had kids to talk about it. And we seen it on the news or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of kids, you know, didn't believe that this police officer did what they said, and the kids are hurt about that, and it affects them,
mm-hmm.
you know, inside the school, and it affects them, the trust.
Yes, I was just going to say, when they see a person that is supposed to be not only an authority figure, but somebody that protects and serves them,
that reinforces
what a lot of parents these days teach their kids is look out for the police.
Oh, my God.
The police are dirty. The police don't, you know, have your back. They're not out for you. And when children see acts like, you know, the police doing wrong, that just reinforces that, you know, maybe they aren't those good people that they claim to be.
But, no, we claim them to be that. They have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is on a job.
Mm-hmm.
We have to watch our own conduct or what, you know, or who we are on the job.
Yeah.
I don't know why we take police officers' titles and just make them just, you know, to be the chapel, okay? The man that's wearing a collar or, you know, these are average people. They make mistakes just like you and I.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but we depend on them to do their job, and some of them don't.
No.
They put their own jobs in their hands and do what they want to do. They react off of other people's actions and sometimes their own actions. So I just feel like we have to reprogram our children.
Mm-hmm.
We can't send our kids to, you know, to change the school rules. We have some kids that say, I'm not going to. You can't tell me what to do. Well, call my mother. And then we have the kids that do that,
mm-hmm.
and the teachers call their mother. Their parents come in and say, what did you do to my child?
Yep.
So we have parents like that.
Yep.
Okay, when we need to get on our jobs a little better, and I'm saying that to all us parents that are learning how to become parents. You know, you know what, they say they don't have books out there for being a parent, but I think they have them now.
They got thousands of books out there on being a parent.
Okay, they have
them
now.
I've read everything. I started when I was pregnant with my first one with the, you know, what to expect when you're expecting, and then what to expect with the baby, and then the toddler, and then the preschooler. There's so many books out there. Tell you contradicting something.
But Erica, Mama Treese needs to write her own book.
Hey,
I got my ways.
Add to the pile over.
Yes,
there you go.
Got my ways.
So some back to school safety tips to remind your kids. Remind them to stay aware of their surroundings and avoid unfamiliar people and places. And, you know, remind them to trust their instincts. When something just doesn't feel right, 90% of the time, something isn't right. So tell them, get out of there, go someplace, you know, that they are safe and familiar with.
But
we
also have to be careful, because for them to just get out there, Erica, they can run into something else.
Well, I'm saying get out of whatever situation that they're in.
Yeah.
So if you're hanging out with a group of friends or something, and all of a sudden you just get this uneasy feeling, bring yourself home. You know? Teach your child to call 911 in an emergency situation or if he or she needs help. That's a big one that I've been, you know, really working on my girls with. When your child leaves home, make sure he or she always tells you the destination and the time of return. Children should travel in pairs or groups or with a trusted adult.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely agree with that one. If you drive your child to school, follow the school's arrival and dismissal plan. If your child walks to school, be aware of his or her route to and from school. Walk safely, avoiding busy streets if possible. Make sure that students who have difficulty communicating have their address and home phone number with them, either in a backpack or attached to the inside of their clothing. And that's a big thing, because there's it was so sad. Last fall, I got off the bus, and there was this little boy just standing on the corner in front of this store over in North Minneapolis, and he couldn't have been more than 5 years old, had no idea where he lived, had no idea of his phone number, and the bus just dropped him off and left him. And I'm standing there talking to this little boy, and I literally had no idea what to do other than to call the police. Because he didn't know where he lived. There was nobody there to pick him up. Nobody knew who he was. He wasn't familiar to anybody. And, you know, I hope the police ended up finding out where he belonged. I'm assuming that they probably
and
did.
And that was the correct thing to do. You never take a child from where you find them at.
Yep.
You never, being a responsible mother and person,
yep.
You don't take a child with you in your car and start calling people.
Yeah, or
you
running
never
six blocks away and
you
trying
never,
to find help. Nope.
You, right where the child stands, you call the police.
And, you know, I felt so bad for the little boy because he looked so scared. You know, he kept it together, but he was so scared, you know, just like, where's my mom? And nobody was there for him. So definitely, you know, and if you've got little kids that take the bus, please, go pick them up.
Yeah.
Go pick them up. They may know that their house is just down the street, but it makes them feel a little more secure just to see you.
You know, the winter's here. It's a must when your little kids get off the school bus, kindergarten, first, second grade, that you are there waiting on that child.
Yep.
You know, the weather can go against us real bad, can be the enemy in Minnesota.
Very quickly.
And we just got to get our children.
Yep. All right. Let's see what else we got. Encourage neighbors to drive safely and watch out for students on their way to and from school. That's a must if you're driving, period, in the school year. You need to be looking for kids all the time. Children should avoid carrying large sums of cash or valuable items. Yeah, I tell my kids to leave all their stuff at home, tablets, any type of toys, just because kids like to trade stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I didn't spend my money on you to trade it with your little friend that gave you, you know, a sticker for your tablet.
I'm kind of old school, Erica. If I see my child with something that I didn't buy, they have to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a rule that I just lived by, and I didn't have it.
That's considered old school. I thought that was just a rule. If it doesn't belong to you, you bring it back.
That's old school right there.
Yeah, I mean, I know my older one has come home with plenty of stuff. I'm like, where did you get this? It's not ours. From hair to all stuff. And I'm like, no, it goes back. Okay, quick last ones. Let's see. Children should avoid carrying. Okay, we did that one. Middle and high school students should always wear or carry their student identification badge. And that is the last of it. Watch out for danger zones on the bus.
You know what, Erica? Now, last words. This is where our village comes in at.
Yeah.
Village, get together. Look at our children before they and let's have a blessed safe year.
Yes. Yes. Everybody get smart. Everybody help your kids with their homework. And just, you know, be responsible.
Right.
Be responsible people. Let's step up and show the rest of the country that Minnesota has a great education system. Our children are going to learn and our children are going to be successful. Let's see.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets we keep it real. Day and night the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love on the...